The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has made a major acquisition. It's about to display the first painting ever sold by famed 20th century Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. It's called Dos Mujeres, or Two Women, and it's the only Kahlo in a New England museum. WBUR's Andrea Shea had a chance to check out the artwork as curators were preparing it for its debut.
Curators are responsible for finding potential acquisitions like this Frida Kahlo. And when they do, the artworks spend a good amount of time in what's known as the conservation lab, where they're examined and assessed. That's Rona McBeth's job at the MFA, where the conservator of paintings has been working with the just-acquired Frida Kahlo.
The painting itself is in actually very good condition. It was painted in 1928. It's signed and dated, as you see, down at the right-hand corner.
McBeth and a lot of people here are pretty excited to have this Kahlo in the building.
One of the wonderful things about paintings is they tell stories, and they take you many, many places. And Kahlo is one of the people who, you can go so many places with her and with the works of art that she makes.
Kahlo is an icon, especially in Mexico City, where she was born in 1907. MFA Art of the Americas chair Elliot Bostwick Davis says the artist's image is everywhere there, even on cards handed out by taxi drivers. Bostwick Davis discovered the museum's newest painting in a New York City gallery.
For me, it was one of those acquisitions where you see it and I was just bowled over. I said, if we can find a way to bring this to Boston, this would be one of the most exciting things I could imagine.
There are 12 Kahlos in public U.S. collections, according to the MFA, and no others in a New England museum.
It's a double portrait of two women.
Kahlo is famous for her fantastical look-you-in-the-eye self-portraits, which conservator Rona McBeth says makes this double portrait unusual.
They were her maids that worked in her house during her childhood, we believe. We're still finding out more about them.
Their names, Salvadora and Herminia, are in the double portrait's title. They're indigenous Mexicans with dark hair, distinct features, and modulated skin tones. McBeth says this painting takes us back to the beginning of Kahlo's career and provides clues about her development as an artist. As a teen, Kahlo survived a violent car crash that left her spine and pelvis damaged.
Her terrible accident was in 1925. This is only 1928. And she really only started painting seriously after the accident. So she's 21 years old at this point.
Kahlo even painted in bed. McBeth says the two maids in the double portrait might have even taken care of Kahlo while she was healing. The MFA conservators also used infrared X-ray photography to reveal a few subplots in the painting's narrative. McBeth lifts the unframed painting off the easel to show me some faded handwriting on the work's backside. The signatures were added to the painting at a party celebrating its sale.
Frida Kahlo signs it. It's dated July 1929, which, interestingly enough, is the year after the painting was made, and it's 1 month before she marries Diego Rivera. So he's very, very influential at this point in her life.
Muralist Diego Rivera and Kahlo were part of the Mexican modernist movement of the 1920s and 30s. McBeth shows me Rivera's signature, too, along with one by the first person to buy a Kahlo painting, American industrialist Jackson Cole Phillips.
That in itself takes you right back, in a way, to that moment. You can really kind of imagine the gathering and the discussion and somehow then the decision that Jackson Cole Phillips would buy it.
Elliot Bostwick Davis says Jackson Cole Phillips and Kahlo remained close friends until the artist's untimely death at age 47. The painting has remained in Cole Phillips' family's hands until Bostwick Davis was touring a New York City gallery with its owner.
There was this picture hanging on her wall in the gallery on 73rd Street, and I could not believe I was seeing this. She showed me the back and all the inscriptions and the fact that it had been exported from Mexico in 1929 and it had been in one family. Of course, Frida Kahlo's work today is cultural patrimony in Mexico, so we could never really hope to buy just any Frida Kahlo unless it had been out of the country for a very long time.
For decades, works by Kahlo and other indigenous artists have been deemed cultural monuments by the Mexican government, so they're rarely seen outside their homeland. Bostwick Davis says this also added to the growing list of things that made this acquisition especially desirable. Plus, it fulfilled a mandate of MFA director Matthew Teitelbaum.
We moved quite quickly because it represents an expanding idea of the Americas very boldly, which is that the Americas are Canada, the United States, Mexico, all the way down into South America. And that's one of our ambitions, is to broaden the sense of what the Americas mean as a continuous landmass and as a series of cultures that share a geography of connectedness.
And Teitelbaum says he wants the MFA's collection to include more female artists.
Our dream was to acquire something by Frida Kahlo, who is an artist who really was a pathfinder and a woman with strong political views that animated her art. And this came on the market, and everybody knew that it was going to be important for us and help us invite new audiences into the MFA.
Or at least that's the hope. The MFA has received criticism for not having a more diverse Latin American collection. Kahlo's double portrait will be on display tomorrow through March 1st. Then it heads back to the Conservation Lab for further study before it's installed in the Art of the Americas wing later this year. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.